Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed of Zion, Amud Bet, near the bottom. I'm about to look at the next item in Mishnah Vav of those things which are Asurim, Isur Achila, but not Isur Hana'ah, and that is Shlakot. Shlakot meaning cooked items. Min Hani Mili, what's the source for this Isur? This is Moshe Rabbeinu's report of what Bnei Israel offered to Bnei Edom when they asked to pass through. We will pay for our food and our water. Why are food and water compared? Just like water is only permissible to take from non-Jews when it's in its pristine state, water is water. Same thing with food. If that's the case, then toasted wheat kernels should be prohibited. If you think that's true, here's a bright that says mutar. Ella, we have to go a little bit finer. Water looks like it looked originally. So it's saying it has to only can be food that looks like it originally did. So according to that, then flour should be prohibited because it doesn't look like wheat. The next braita that we see here gives the lie to that, and that is that these things are mutar. Ella kemayim, mamayim shlin shtadu b'miratan aidei ha'ur, water does not change from its original state through fire, because it might be hot water, but still water. Afochos shtadim b'mirato aidei ha'ur. Similarly, with food, it has to be something that has not been changed by cooking. So midi urktiv, it doesn't say anything about fire in that pasuk. Ella midrabanan ukras machta bealma. The answer is bishul nochrim is derabanan, shlakot is derabanan, and the psukim were just used, the pasuk was just used as an asmachta. Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav. Two versions of what Rav said. Kol anachal kamot shu chai, en rom mishum bishul nochrim. Anything that's eaten as is raw, if a goy cooks it, that's not a problem. The Surah Manuhachi, that was the version in Surah. But Mubadita Manuhachi, Mubadita, the version was from Shmuel Yitzchak Marav. Kol she'eno ne'echal al shulchan melachim mafet po tapat. Anything that is not put on a royal table in order to eat bread with it, en bo mishum bishul enochrim. In other words, that's insignificant enough, it doesn't count. So my benai, what's the difference between the two versions? Ike benaihu, dagim tanim, little fish, which first of all are not eaten raw, and yet don't go on the king's table. Va'ardi, mushroom, same thing. V'daisa, cereal, same thing. Daisa meaning like oatmeal cereal. Amarasim Rav. Back to Rav. Dagim tanim meluchim, little salted fish. Ein b'mishum mishul enochrim. Again, there is no issue. Amar Yosef. Now continuing. Tzla'anu v'etkochavim, if a non-Jew fried them up, somech Yisrael lehem, mishum erev tavshilin. A Jew can use them for an erev tavshilin. In other words, it's perfectly legitimate food. And he can even use it for an eruv Tav Shilin. However, if the non-Jew turned it into that famous Kosa de Harsana dish, which has fried fish and wheat and flour, Asur. So Pshita, that's obvious Asur. So Marotem Harsana Ikar, I might have thought that the fish was the main part. Kamashlan Kimcha Ikar, that's teaching you that the flour is the main part, and therefore it's Asur. Amar Bruna, Amar Rav. Again, back to Rav. You're going to find that this whole sugya revolves around Rav and Rabbi Yochanan for the most part. Oved kochavim sheitzit ta'ur bagam. If a non-Jew lit a fire in a swamp to try to torch out the swamp or clear it out, kol ha'chagavim shebagam asurin. Any locust found there are asur. Now, hechadavi, what's the case? Ilem lo yadehe tar ve'tamai. If you can't tell which are the pure, the acceptable and unacceptable locusts because they all got burned, so my yiriyavet kachamim, you don't need to have a goy burn it. Afilu Yisrael nami, even if a Jew burned it, if you can't tell what they are, you can't tell what they are. Ela mishum bishul enochim, must be because the problem is you do know which are tahor and tamei. You can't eat them because even the tahor ones are now cooked by a goy. So ki hagavni also, since when is that considered cooking? From Chanan bar Ami Amar Prat Amar Rav Yochanan, Oved kachamim de charich reisha. If a non-Jew burned the head of a sheep, let's say, in order to clear off the wool. You could eat even from the ear. In other words, you could eat from any part of this head. Meaning his cooking it for a non-eating purpose is not called bishul. His intent was to get rid of the hair. Same thing here. This guy's just trying to get the swamp cleared. So it can't be called Bishul Enochim. So the answer is Lolam Delo Yeda Hitar Vaitame. In our original setup, we said that it must be a case where you can tell the difference. Then we go back and say, no, it's a case where you can't tell the difference between the acceptable locus and unacceptable locus. The answer is, it was a real case that happened, and the guy who lit it was a goy. But that doesn't mean if a Jew lit it and you couldn't tell what it was, you could eat them. Of course you couldn't. Now, let's go back to this statement. If the non-Jew burns the head of this animal, because the animal's already dead, but it burns the head of the animal to clear off the hair, the wool, then you could eat from it. So Ravina's read from this is, let's say a non-Jew takes a peg and puts it into an oven and lights the oven. The cover by Yisrael Krav Mikar, and a Jew would put, let's say, a gourd in it earlier, just to keep it in there. Shaper Dami, the Jew can eat from the cooked gourd. Why? Because this goy was just lighting a fire in order to strengthen a peg. So Pshita, I might think that he's really trying to cook it. Kamash Palan, the Shuri Monica Machavin, he's really just trying to strengthen it. Okay? That's what's teaching us. I reviewed on our Shmuel. Shmuel does get in here a little bit. Let's say a Jew puts some meat on top of coals. And a non-Jew came along and turned the meat over for him. Mutar, you're allowed to eat from it. So in Hechidam, what's the case? If it would have been cooked anyways, pshita, he didn't do anything. It must be that if he didn't turn it over, it wouldn't have been cooked, like a real thick steak. You don't turn it over, it doesn't get cooked. So my mutar, why isn't mutar bishul eishol ovi kochavim nehun? That's bishul nochrim. So linitzuchad ilo hafa chavi basha mutar teshai. If he hadn't turned it over, it would have been cooked in 2 hours. V'hashta kabasha v'charashayta. Now it's cooked in 1 hour. In other words, ma'udatayma, I might have thought krove bishul emiltahi, that speeding up the bishul is significant. Kamashmalan, that it's not significant. In other words, it helps, but it still would have cooked anyways. That's not called bishul nochrim. Rabbi Yochanan said the following: Kol shemachal ben drusoi, even b'shul mishul inochrim. And in Hilchot Shabbat, we're very familiar with machal ben drusoi. If something is cooked, the minimal amount that this thug ben drusoi would eat, either a third or a half, it's machlok v'shonim, then it's already considered mavushal. So, like, if you're going to prepare for something for Shabbos, it has to be cooked that much before Shabbos starts. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's already kamachal ben dusoi, and then the goy cooks it, there's no bishul enochrim. What's the implication? If it was less than, let's say, a third, and then the goy cooks it, then it is bishul enochrim. Hayinu kamachal ben dusoi, yesh bishul enochrim. Which means if you put it on the fire, and it only cooked a little bit, and then he turned it over, it should be bishul enochrim. So why did Shmuel say that? The answer is, hatam can go into otve besilta. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan's talking about a case where you put it in a basket, meaning if he doesn't take it off the basket, out of the basket and put it on the fire, it's not going to cook at all. He put it in the oven. All right, that's the case where if it's less than machal ben dusoi and it's a little bit cooked or not cooked at all, and then he puts it in, then it's really bishul nochrim. Tanya Namiach, we have a brayta that says the same thing. A Jew can lechatchila put meat on top of the coals. The goy can turn it over for him and keep it going until the Jew comes back from shul, from the base medrash. The Jew doesn't have to be worried that this is bishul enochrim, because he may have to be worried about materials, etc. That he's got to have somebody watching. Or a woman can put a pot on top of a stove. And this non-Jewish woman, her friend, can then stir it for her until she comes from the bathhouse or from Beit HaKnesset. She does not be worried at all. So now, here's the question. We were talking about a case where the Jew put it on, and then the goy turned it over. We said that was okay. What about the flip? Let's say the goy put on kosher meat, puts it on the flame, and then the Jew comes and turns over the meat and finishes it. Mahu, Amar Nachman Yitzchak Kavachomer. Certainly, it's good because Gemara will be out of Kochav Mutar. If the goy finishes the cooking, it's still Mutar because the Jew started it. Gemara be Yisrael Kol Lo Kol Shekin. Certainly, if the Jew finishes it, that'll be good. So, Itmar Nami, we have a statement from Rabbi Yochanan, from Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, it comes back to Rabbi Yochanan. I mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan and Rav are the two Batei Midrash prominent in the sugya.
So
So whether the Israel put it down originally and the non-Jew finished it or turned it over, or vice versa, either way it is mutar. So that supports the statement that we just said. Rabbi Yochanan's wording here is a little bit tricky. He says it's only asur if the beginning and the end are beyad oved kochavim. That, by the way, does leave open the possibility that if the oved kochavim lights the fire and puts it on, a Jew comes and flips it, but then the goy finishes the cooking, it may be asur. Now Ravina throws an added piece. I'm Ravina. Hilchata, what's the practical halacha? Harifta. Deshagor oved kochavim afa Yisrael. You have some bread, and the non-Jew lit the fire, but the Jew cooked it. Inami shagar Yisrael afa oved kochavim, or the opposite, the Jew lit the fire, and the non-Jew cooked it. Inami shagar oved kochavim v'afa oved kochavim. The non-Jew lit it, and he did the baking. V'ata Yisrael v'chata b'chitui. The Jew came by in the middle and just stoked up the coals. Shapir dami. So he's adding a new component. As long as the Jew participates in any part of the process, it's not bishul nochrim anymore. Okay, good. Now, dag maliach. What's the story with salted fish, as far as salted fish that a goy prepared? It's not really cooking. Chizki ashari, Rabbi Yochanan asa. Chizki says mutter, Rabbi Yochanan says aser. Now, beitzat tzliya, what about a fried egg? Because this is not a big royal thing. Bar kapra ashari, Rabbi Yochanan aser. Notice Rabbi Yochanan, both cases, oser. A different chachamim, where Talmidim of Rebbe said mutar. So now, what do you do with this equation? Do you say it's Rabbi Yochanan versus Bar Kappa in one, or Rabbi Yochanan versus Chizki in the other? In each case, of course, Rabbi Yochanan is going to carry the day. So, Kiyat Rav Dimi Amar, Rav Dimi's report of this was, Echadag Melech Mechad Beitzat Tzluya, Chizki Bar Kappa Ashar, Rabbi Yochanan Asar. He had a little bit different. He said in both cases, Chizki and Bar Kappa are Matir, Rabbi Yochanan Zoser, which means it's two versus one. And the Lach will be Mutter. Right? And so therefore, therefore that's the case. So Rav Chiya Parva Ikla Berish Galuta. So now we're back in Bavel, and this particular Rav Chiya, not our Rav Chiya, came to Berish Galuta. Amrulei, they asked him, Betzatzli Amai, what's the deal with the fried egg? The non-Jew prepared a fried egg, can we eat it? Amar Lahu, Chizke Rakapar Shav Rav Yochanan Asar. He brought Rav Dimi's report that it was 2 versus 1. Rav Shalachad Makom Shnayim, and therefore Rav Yochanan's Isur falls to the heter of Chizke Rakapar. So I'm Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid was there and said, Lo Tatzitule, don't listen to him. Hachem Abai. Abai ruled, Hal Hilchata Kavateh Rav Yochanan. The Halacha follows Rav Yochanan, that it's Asar. The people in the Reish Galuta's house did not like this very much. Shashkyu Ginut Neguta Dechala. They forced him to drink some very bitter vinegar, and Rav Zvid actually died from that. They ended up killing him because they're very angry about him issuing this psak in the name of Abaye against the report from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Hakafrisin vaKaflotot vaMatali vaChamin vaKlayot shalahen mutarin beitzat sluya asura. Okay, so now Kafrisin are the caper bush fruit. Kafoto is another kind of vegetable. Matalia, chamin, all of these cooked items, klayot shalahen, and the toasted kernels of them are mutar. Beitzat tzluya asura. Fried eggs are asur, just like Rabbi Yochanan. What about shemen? This we already had. Rabbi Yehudah nasiu veitino nimnu ala bitiru. They were matar shemen. Okay, Tanya. Now, what is this matalia? He matalia, he pashalia, he shiata. It's all the same. We don't know what any of these are. So my shiata. So we ask, what are shiata? They worked this thing up for 40 years in Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yochanan said 40 years, but he himself said, it's 60 years, really. Each was reporting how it was in their years. They bring these different herbs and vegetables together. And shablilta is a kind of a leek. And then they soak them all together with pshuri in lukewarm water. And they soak it there. They leave it there until it all takes in. Then they take new jugs and they fill them with water. They put some dirt in there. Then they stick this stuff in it and they take it into the Beit HaMerchatz. You can see this is a therapy of sorts. It bubbles up. They eat some of it. Then they rub it on their bodies from their heads to their feet. And it's supposed to be some sort of therapeutic thing. That's what this thing is. Now, Amar Rashi, Amar li Rabbi Chanina. Rashi has a different report. He said, Rabbi Chanina told me, mealing. This really is some sort of witchcraft or incantation. But in any case, these things were all mutar as far as Bishul Nochrim goes. Okay, Tanar Baran. Hakuspan shel oed kochavim shu chamu chamin biyorah gdola. So let's say they had this particular kind of pot, which was used, and you'll see the difference between a large pot and a small pot here. It's a date mash. What we have here is the remains of dates that are cooked in a big pot. Asur biyorak tana mutar. In a little pot, it's mutar. Let's see why. Ezu yorak tana. What's little? Amraviana, I call she ain't sipor droy acholi kanes tocha. Anything that a small bird could not fit in there. Vidilma adwe dwe vailu, maybe you could squeeze it in. Ella kosha ain't roast sipor joy achli kanes betocha. It's a tiny, even a little bird, only the bird's head couldn't fit in there. It's a tiny little finjan type of thing. Vatanya chad yorak dova chad yorak tana mutar. We have a version that says they're all mutar. So we'll see what the reason is. Lokasha hakman no tentam lifkam asun, hakman dam no tentam lifkam mutar. Here's the issue. They cook up this date mash. Date mash, nothing wrong with it. But if they cook it in a big pot, that big pot had other things that were cooked in it. So if you say, noten tam lifka masur, then even a week, 2 weeks later, when you cook this date mash and the taste of the other stuff comes in, it's asur. If you say, noten tam lifka mutar, then it's not a problem. But even if you say it's asur, if you have a tiny little thing that nothing else could fit in, then nothing else was cooked in there, and there is no tam at all that's a problem. Amrav Sheshet, Hai Mishcha Shlika Darmai, cooked oil of non-Jews, Asur. Rav Safra, Lamai Nechushta, what's the problem? Imishum Yaruvi, if you think he's going to mix other stuff in, Misu Sari, it'll make it smell bad. Imishum Bishule Nochim, if you think there's that, Tunechal Hukumo Shochai, this oil is eaten as is raw, and therefore, we said, if that's the case, there's no Bishul Nochim. Imishum Giuli of the Nochim, you think that it's a good Giuli Nochim, you think that it's a problem of non-kosher food getting mixed in, mutar. The pot that it's in was cooked in a while ago, and therefore, even if the tam comes in, it's noten tam lifgam. Bomen Rabbi Yassi, so that's Rabbi Yassi. Hani ahini shliki darmoi mai. What do you do with the dates, these boiled dates of the non-Jews? Can we eat them or not? Chulia loti barilach. I'm not asking about the sweet ones. Devadei shari, certainly the mutar, because we eat them raw. Meriri loti barilach. I'm not going to ask you about the bitter ones. Devadei osiri. No question they're usir, because there's no way we would eat them without being cooked. Barilach metzimai. I'm asking you about the average ones, the bittersweet ones. Amalahu, mighty barilach. Why are you asking? The Rabbi Asar, my Rebbe, which is Levi, said it's usir. Umano Levi. Now, shtita is a kind of a mix. We'll see what it is. Rav Shari avoda Shmua Velevi Asri. Alright, so Rav said it's Mutar, and Shmuel's father and Levi said it's Asur. Bechiti Usari Kumalomalopligidi Shari. If it's made out of wheat or barley, then everybody says it's Mutar in this first version. Betlaf Chidachala, if it's made from lentils and vinegar, Kulayamalopligid Asur. Certainly it's Asur because the vinegar is the problem. Kipligim Betlaf Chidamaya. The question is if it's made of lentils and water. Why? Because they would normally prepare this thing. If they use lentils, sometimes they use vinegar. So Mar Savar, Gazrinan, Mar Savar, Gazrinan ha tuha, that we make a gzeira against the one with lentils and water as a precaution against lentils and vinegar. Mar Savar lo gazrinan, we don't make such a gzeira. Ikadami, the other version is, Pitlafchai, the Maya kulam lo pligid aser. Everybody agrees, certainly the lentils with vinegar and even the lentils with water are aser. Ki pligi bachiti, sorry, evidently this is a mix that they would make, that they would cook up these grains or lentils along with water. So bachiti, sorry, with the wheat and barley, that's the machloket. Mar Savar gazrinan ha tuha, that the gzeira is wheat and barley atu lentils, and all the lentils are already out. Mar Savar lo gazrinan. And the other one says, no, we're not gozer. Rab would say we're not gozer that far. Tamarav Treminesh Tita Shada Barzilai Giladila David. When David ran away to Machanaim, to the other side of the Jordan, running away from Avshalom, Barzilai Giladi was one of the people who supported him, sent him two kinds of this shtita. Dichti mishkav esapod uchli yotzer chitim usorim mekemach v'kali. That's toasted seorim mekemach. Ufu varashim v'kali. It says kali twice. So that's the lentil one. And now, what do? People take these baskets of this stuff out in the Shuk of Nardea, and nobody pays attention to Shmuel's father's ruling or to Levi's ruling. We all eat them, and we're not choshish mishum bishulein achrim. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up now with the issue of Kvashim and the rest of Mishnah Vav, the analysis of the rest of Mishnah Vav. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.